Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Me'ezah Tam Eino Mevi. So what's the reason that in these cases we just said you don't bring it all? You don't bring Bikurim. Mishum Shenema Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha. The Torah says Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha. At you call Hagidulin Mi Ad Mascha. All of the growths, anything that grows has to be from your ground. Even a portion of the growths. That's why those cases were potter in the previous Mishnah. Ha'arisin Ve'chachayrois Vasikrikun. So arisin are sharecroppers that have a deal that the produce that they're working on, they'll get, for example, half or a third or a quarter or of whatever it produces. Chachayrois are somebody that makes a set amount. It's a kablon that has a set amount that they're going to work the land, that whatever the field gives that year, that's they're going to take a set amount for it. So let's say they say they're going to work the land for the year, and regardless, they're going to take 5,000 bushels or something like that. So that's a chachayrois. Vasikrikin. Sikrikin are people that kill, and they would kill for money, and instead of being killed, the person would say, here, take my land. So they're basically people, they're Jews, that take land. The Rav says, Sikrikin is a lotion of sa karka, take my land, v'hanicheni, leave me alone. V'hagazlan, and a gazlan, ein mevin me'oiso hatam. So all these people do not bring bikurim for this very reason, because it's not theirs, as the Torah says, mishum shenemar, reishis bikurei ad mascha. It has to be the first bikurim of your land, ad mascha. And the Rav says that even though you're giving it to them, it's only temporary. Today they'll take it, but tomorrow you're going to go take them to Beis Din. So you're really not giving it up totally.